Hi, hello, and welcome to a new episode of Release. I'm your host, Adriana, and I'm so honored and grateful that you've taken the time to listen to what I have to say. And today, I want to talk about letting go of guilt. Sometimes we decide that a lot of things are our responsibility because we have been told, or because that is just how we have been conditioned, or we have internalized certain things that have been said to us. It is important that we allow ourselves to be a human being. Allow yourself to be a being of sovereignty. You are not responsible, and it is not your job to hold all of the world and your families and your problems on your head. You are the person that you are responsible for. As a Black woman, a Black Jamaican, I really do feel a lot of pressure to show up as perfect, and being pushed into a mindset that who I am is not accepted, and to be shamed about the choices that I have made because it does not suit my Christian family's views, and therefore I become a disappointment. So I am very frequently told that my piercings are gross. I look like a bull. I need to take them out. Or I am told that my tattoos look disgusting and that it must be some issue why I did it, because I'm looking for attention. I've been told that I am not allowed to get any more tattoos because they're demonic, and that I need to make sure that I give my life over to the Lord. I've been told a lot of things. I've been told to cover up my tattoos when I go out with my family because they don't want to be seen with me that way. A lot of things. And those are all just, I am realizing that those are just reflections of their conditioning. And it is just reflections of their culture and what they have grown up to see and what they have grown up to believe. And yeah, they're going to back it up 100% because they believe that it's whatever, it's in the Bible, so therefore, whatever. That's their argument. I'm not going to say whether or not it's in the Bible. I'm not going to say whether or not it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that that is what they believe, and those are the beliefs that they are imposing upon me. So with that being said, all I have to say is that your choices are your own. If something has happened to you and it was not your decision and that thing has traumatized you, that thing is not your fault. That trauma is not your fault. How you interact with the people around you is indeed your responsibility. How the things that you say to other people, especially as someone who has experienced any sort of trauma, it is very important to be mindful of how you talk to other people. Be mindful of the words that you use. Be mindful of how you approach situations. Because in the blink of an eye, you can be having a regular conversation, and all of a sudden, something arises and you say something that you will regret. And everybody can say things that they regret, of course. But when you have backgrounds in certain things affecting your psyche, it will 1,000,000,000% affect how you process what is coming towards you. Somebody may just be saying something to you and you completely, or you immediately get offended by it. And all of a sudden you're defensive and all of a sudden you're yelling at that person. It is important for you to just take a step back, think within yourself, okay, is this person saying something to me that is well-intentioned? Is it poorly intentioned? There is no need for you. I don't believe there is really ever a need for you to shoot back at someone's character or to bring up their own trauma or to talk about your own trauma and spit it in their face. If you're having a conversation about it, that's different. But to use that in an argumentative sense, absolutely not. I don't believe at throwing bullets at people. Conversations are conversations. And if you have a disagreement, you can have a civil disagreement with someone, 1,000%. So that to say that it is important to really, really allow yourself to be present in the conversations that you are having. To remember that other people's problems, other people's issues are not yours to take on. You can provide support for that person, but you do not need to be on call 24/7, especially if you're going through your own things. You have to make sure that the places that you're going, your energy is not only being reciprocated, but it is being respected. I have had a very interesting, we can call it, connection with a person who I felt as though that person needed me. And I would go above and beyond to emotionally take care of that person, to be there for them no matter what, to, even though things were very, 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 very toxic and there were many, many, many things wrong with all of that, I love to love, and a lot of people love to care for other people, but are you loving and caring for yourself first? Because me putting myself in a toxic situation and me always 100% being there for that person when they are never there for me, that is not a reciprocal situation. That is not a situation that I willingly want to put myself into. The places that I go and the people that I interact with, especially on a daily basis, the people that are in my inner circle, they are people that I want to be able to leave feeling energized and inspired and happier. Even if we're having a conversation about something quote unquote sad, we're having a conversation about a trauma, or they're letting me into something that has happened to them, that interaction is such a sacred interaction. But again, there has to be that reciprocal energy of somebody that is letting out their trauma or letting out what has happened, and somebody that is receiving and holding space for them. And holding space is very important, because we don't want, a lot of people don't want somebody to tell them, this is what you have to do. Sometimes they just need a shoulder to cry on. Sometimes they just need a place to scream, a way to scream into. Sometimes they just need to hear themselves say things to process what is going on. But it is also important that there is that energy that this time maybe this person is yelling and screaming and they just need to get things out, and you let them get that out and you allow that space for them. Maybe a week down the line, you're like, I have to get this off my chest. And the person is like, oh, I'm not available now, but I'm available in 2 days. And in 2 days, you talk to them and they're like, I'm actually not available now. I'm available in a week. And then when you talk to them in a week, they're like, actually, I don't want to do this because every time there's something negative that you have to say, whatever. That is not healthy. That is clearly not a space where you are being received, respected, and your energy is being reciprocated. When you have a friend, I think that we discredit friendships in this generation. When you have a genuine friend, a person that you really bond with and care about, you want to tell that person deep things that you feel are integral to your being, but you have felt too ashamed or too scared to let that out. And you trust that person enough to do that. And I'm not saying that every single time you talk to someone, you're gonna let traumatic events out. I'm just saying that you should feel safe enough to do that without feeling judged. And in the situation with this specific person, they were just laying things on, being like, this big thing has happened, and this big thing has happened, and this big thing has happened, and this person has died, and this, and this, and this, and this. And then it was a lot of manipulation, because after that, it was, oh, well, like, this person has died and I've really reevaluated life and I've seen how much you mean to me and whatever, whatever. And then even in that situation, I still was playing that therapist role of sitting and listening and giving advice, but I didn't feel safe to tell that person what was going on in my life. And if you do not feel safe in a situation like that, again, you need to evaluate why you're there and what role you play. Because if you're just playing therapist to all the people that you're friends with and you have no one that you can actually share your heart with and be vulnerable with, those are not friendships. Those are not friends. Those are clients. Those are clients that are getting free services, my love. It is just so. I keep saying the word important, but it is so important that you remember that all of these people's emergencies do not constitute as emergencies for you. And that sounds very calloused to say, but if you are in the darkest, deepest, most painful point of your life, and you do not feel safe enough to reach out to a friend and say, friend, I'm suffering, and that is someone that would reach out to you and you would 1,000% jump up out of that hole, even for a second, to help that person, and they cannot do the same. And there's an issue. And you should not feel guilty if you have to drop a few people when you realize the energy isn't being reciprocated. Or you have to delete some numbers, or you have to delete some photos, or you have to send some painful messages. I am realizing and really working with the concept that it is not the quantity of friends or relationships that you have. It is the quality of them. It is really the quality of them. And I don't have many friends because I am very introverted and I do know that my energy is very sacred. But even then, I still feel as though being able to reevaluate and say, yeah, we've been friends for 17 years, but it seems like we're going on different paths now. And I love you, but I feel as though I need to pull back with what I share, with how much we hang out, stuff like that. I love you, and you have been an important part of my life, but this part of my journey requires, especially if you feel like that person is draining you, Especially if you feel like that person is draining you. If you feel like your energy is being depleted after hanging out with them, that is a sign that maybe they should not be in your energy anymore. If you're crying after hanging out with that person, romantic or platonic, you know what I'm gonna say. It's time for you to cut them the fuck off. I'm sorry about it, babe. Just recognizing that life is so temporary. And literally everything is temporary, which means that the relationship, platonic or romantic, was important for you in that moment and has been important for you for whatever amount of time. But now has come the time where you may need to part ways with it. Part ways with that person, part ways with that idea. A lot of things, people feeling guilty because they are no longer religious and they have religious parents. Or you can feel guilt for parting ways with a lot of ideas, but you need to remember that this is your life, my love. This is your life, and you get to call the shots, because in reality, if you're living for everybody else, in 10 years, you're going to look back on your life and go, I really wish I had done that thing and hadn't listened to that person telling me what to do. Or I really wish that I hadn't allowed guilt or fear or shame to stop me from getting that piercing or dyeing my hair or talking to that person or signing up for that thing or getting that tattoo, whatever it is. Because in 10 years, you will look back and you will say, what if? And we do not want to live in a world of what ifs. We do not want to live in a reality where you are 40 and you're sitting in a chair crying because your life could have been different if you had chosen to live it for yourself. We do not want that. I do not want that for you. I do not want that for myself. So it is important that right now in this moment, you start to make decisions that you validate for yourself. Because a lot of the time, the guilt and the shame comes from seeking validation from other sources, which in reality, they don't even, they're also seeking validation from other sources. So let's be real. So really allowing yourself to be proud of the decisions that you make. And I remember when I got my second nose piercing. So I had a septum and I had a nostril piercing. And my mom and I went to Jamaica. This was in 2022. And I believe I've talked about this because I do have an episode that I recorded in Jamaica, but I remember being told, why do you have those piercings? Why do you choose to do that? Blah, blah, blah. And it's very it's very, very, very judgmental, to the T, very judgmental. And having my mom look at me with this dirty look of, I told you, kind of thing, you should have taken them out. And I always reject the idea of her telling me to take them out because it was a choice that I made. I have wanted to get my nose pierced since I was in high school, and she wouldn't have approved of that in high school. So when I was old enough to do it, I got it, and I really enjoy now. I have 3 nose piercings and I really do enjoy that, to see them on my face. And I have tattoos and I chose to get tattoos and I enjoy my tattoos. And I didn't ask for permission. I didn't ask for validation. And if she doesn't like them, then that is on her. If they don't like what you choose to do with your body, then that is on them. Right? That is their choice, but they're also living their own lives and they're entitled to their opinions. But opinions and advice are just suggestions, and opinions can be wrong. Advice can be wrong. It is so key that you take the time to really evaluate, am I feeling this guilt and shame because this person close to me doesn't approve of my decisions? Am I feeling the guilt and shame because I think that it's my responsibility to keep everybody else happy, and me not doing what I want keeps everybody else happy, but I'm not happy? Is that enough? That is not enough. You deserve to be happy and you deserve to be fulfilled. You're not living your life for anybody else. Because again, at the end of the day, when you're sitting down, when you're 40, I'm not saying 40 is the end of your life, but I mean, some way down the road, when you sit down and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that I never did that thing. I can't believe I never tried that thing. I can't believe that I never did that. And then you're what if, what if, what if, what if. I don't want you to live a life of what if. So today, I urge you to do something for yourself. And it doesn't have to be going out to get a tattoo or getting a piercing. It can be something that you want to do that maybe the people around you won't validate you for, but you love. Also, as I was saying that, a thought popped into my mind. We do not share the same generational thought. We do not share the same thought processing as our parents. We are exposed to different things. So it is very likely that you and your parents will have discrepancies when it comes to the way that you think about things and the way that you process things. And that is okay. That is okay. It is okay to disagree with people because you are your own person and you have your own thoughts and your own opinions. And again, it is your life. So I think I'm going to leave it at that. It is your life. And I love you. And I'm proud of you for doing something for yourself today. Yes, I love you so, 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 so much. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.